and love, Jezza. At home drawing pictures of Tony Benn, Red Ken and Len spitting on the sun, hands raised in a V, pointing at Margaret Thatcher. Kinnock didn't give attention. Oh, and the fuck was the party didn't care. But King Jeremy of Shropshire, he ruled his LinkedIn. Jeremy spoke to her master. Jeremy spoke to the IRA. Right-wing Murdoch media picking on the boy seemed a harmless little trot. Oh, but they unleashed a lion, trimmed its beard and bit Yvette Cooper's tit. How could I forget? And then he hit them with a surprise win. Their jaws left hurting, dropped wide open. And on that day, he flushed those Blairite tents, wouldn't sing the national anthem. And a tie was something the dear leader wouldn't wear. But King Jeremy, the principled, he ruled Westminster. Jeremy spoke to Hezbollah today. Jeremy spoke to Assad today. Jesse won't speak to the times of Israel. He stands up for the Muslims, stands up for transgender, stands up for refugees, stands up for the benders, stands up for bus drivers, stands up for the bull dykes, stands up for Sharia. He stands up for all kinds, even Jews.
Anti-Semitism and other forms of racism. Despite this, he praises Jew-hating terrorists. And let's not forget the clerical fascist. Castro was Jesus' favorite socialist. Even though we persecuted trade uniqueness, so raise a glass of Cuban rum. Comrade Corbyn, your time has come.